Second hour here, Robbie and Rex are sponsored by First Horizon Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Broadcasting from the Bisbee Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership where the buzz is always about great service. Paul Kaharsky in for Robbie this week, and we're very happy to bring in our next guest, Nick Baumgartner, my co-worker at The Athletic, covers football, all things NFL draft, college football, the NFL. Nick, how's it going, buddy?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Doing all right. Great. And, of course, here in this city, Nick, we're talking a lot about that number one pick. So first,
well,
let's just
you are
yes. So let's just start there. You're in charge of the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
What right now? How are you viewing those two quarterbacks, the potential trade suitors? What do you think the Titans should be looking to do?
Well, number one, you got to be looking to trade the thing. So, that's the number, for me, that would be the number one priority of if I could do that, that's what I'm going to do. That's always tricky, though, in these cases because, sometimes you don't want to overplay your hand and let teams know what you do or don't want to do. I mean, to me, the Titans can't take one of these quarterbacks, guys. I mean, that's just, I like Cam Ward. I like Shedeur Sanders. I don't love either one of them. I think both are. They have a chance to be something. I wouldn't, bet the farm on either. And I think the Titans they're not in position right now to take either one of those guys on and give them what they need, I think, either now or long term, quite frankly. So I think they need to find a way to maximize that asset the best they can. If they can trade it, great. That way you set yourself up to maybe get a tackle and an edge. If not, and you stick at one, I'm still looking at, like Abdul Carter or something else. If you like another edge or if you like somebody else, Travis Hunter better, that's fine. But to me, I just don't think a quarterback at one makes the most sense for Tennessee right now.
I've written this week a little bit about the desperation level of other teams and the potential for somebody to trade up there. The Giants, have a GM trying to save his job. The Jets haven't had steady quarterbacking for 10 years. There's a consensus, it seems, about these two quarterbacks. But do you see, as is usually the case, somebody falling in love with Cam Ward and making an offer that is attractive enough for the Titans to deal out?
I'd say it's certainly possible because, for a few reasons. Number one, I think that you said, I think that it's certainly possible that somebody, not just Cam, it might be Shedeur too. I know there's a lot more. I think there's a lot more questions, obviously, about long term with Shedeur, but also all the other stuff around him. I think the Cam Ward story though is pretty easy to fall in love with as a guy who's just done nothing but improve. Has gotten better and better everywhere he's been. So that would not shock me. And I think that the really interesting thing here for Tennessee there is what nobody really knows what Cleveland what are they doing? Like I don't know. Did they want a quarterback? Are they going to take a quarterback here? They want somebody else. I think that's something, too, that maybe teams look at and say, we don't know what they want to do. We want to jump them. If that's a thing that rises up or, if the Raiders, say, love one of these quarterbacks more than the other, would they be interested in getting over the Giants even? So I think that, it's very possible because there's two guys up here that are first-round quarterbacks that are good enough to start next season with some help and, guide you along, a lot like what Bo Nix did. I think at least Shedeur can do that. Cam Ward, I think long-term is the better prospect, but they both need help. And I think that's for Tennessee right now, the best hope would be maybe if somebody falls in love, yes, and then wants to jump up there, one of those absolutely desperate teams like, Vegas or the Giants.
If you're not up to speed on these guys, just say so. There's no shame in not being up on any of these billion guys. I'm curious about the TCU receivers who seem to be such polar opposites. Jack Besh, super reliable, incredible hands. And then Savion Williams, an athletic freak, contested catch marvel, but not great production and incredible drops, who seems like a super boom or bust guy. Tell us about the contrast in these two guys and what people will be getting.
100%. I mean, Savion is one of those guys that I think is maybe one of the biggest flash players in the draft in that there could be teams that have him with crazy high grades, because you said it. I mean, he's like 6'5", 220. He's built like Kelvin Johnson, And he's going to test probably similarly, at this point, these guys kind of do that these days. So he's going to have a freaky, testing. But when you watch his tape, there's just a ton of inconsistencies there. He's still learning how to play receiver. and all those things. So it's a lot like, you know, he's got the DK body, but is he going to be a little bit like what's the kid the Texans took a couple years ago up there who was kind of raw when they got him? I can't think of his name now. But or is he going to be too raw to do anything, basically, at the end of the day? And then Beck, I actually think, is one of those stories that he reminded a lot of people of Puka when he came and did what he did at the Senior Bowl, because he had a terrific freshman season at LSU, and then got lost in the sauce there, got behind Malik Nabers and Brian Thomas, and had to transfer, and, you know, sort of got lost in everything, and then really only had a great freshman season, a great senior season. So he bookended his kind of nothing in the middle, and then went to the Senior Bowl and sort of reminded folks who he is. So I think Jack Beck is probably the more complete player, although not the, you know, flashier athlete to me. And Beck, I think it wouldn't shock me if he slips or at least is close in the range. I think he's a top 50 player, or at least somewhere close to that. He's very, very consistent and when healthy and everything else. And yeah, I liked him a lot. A big guy who can play every position, I think.
So, Nick, the Tennessee Titans, as you know, are very bad up front. And Titans fans do not get excited about the idea of drafting an offensive lineman high. They've done a lot of that in recent years, and they don't have much to show for it. But I did just want to ask you about just the offensive tackle class. I think it's, as you wrote in your mock draft this week, you know, the offensive tackle class in general not as highly regarded as some years. But you do have four guys going by pick 13.
Right.
How could you just break those guys down for us? And you know, some people talking here about, you know, J.C. Latham, who was a right tackle in college, is it ideal for him to maybe bump back over to the right side? He had an okay rookie year, ups and downs. Yeah. But it seems like a lot of these guys are more right tackle projections, correct?
Well, I think maybe sort of. But I think the beauty of these guys is some of them could go either way. I do think that you got a guy like Will Campbell who he's got some length questions. And you know, I think a lot of people are going to want to see him maybe even inside, what he can do there. But I think he could hold up at right or left tackle. I think Will Campbell's a lot like a Rashawn Slater from a few years ago when people had the similar doubts about him. He's a terrific kid, great leader. You know, he's been a starter for 3 years. He's 20 years old, whatever it is, like above his – he's one of these older soul type guys. Josh Simmons is another one, too, from Ohio State. I think he could play either side. I think he's athletic enough to do it. I think Simmons is athletic enough to go inside if you had to do it. Kelvin Banks and Armand Membo, the kid from Mizzou, are very similar in that, like, I don't know if any of them are what we would call, like, a prototype. Stand him over there at left tackle, and he's going to be there for 15 years. But all of those guys – are guys that can start at tackle, right or left, I think, depending on what you need them to do. Or if, you know, the situation arose where you had to move them inside, you know, they could absolutely play inside. Like Kelvin Banks, some people think he's a better guard, you know, than a tackle. And I think Membo is, you know, similar. I think some people might think he's a better guard than a tackle. So, but it doesn't mean that they can't do either or, I think. So it's one of those things where I think the flexibility it gives you is interesting if you have a team that's willing to look at it from that standpoint. Like Latham is a great, he's 20, what is he, 21, barely? I mean, like, you know, let him sort of learn and figure it out. Maybe we don't know what his best position is yet. You know what I'm saying? I think these guys right here in this class would fit well with a player like that. Not at one. I think you want to trade down if you can do it. But I think these guys in this class, because of the flexibility maybe that would give you long term.
On the edge, Michael Williams from Georgia, Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. If the Titans traded down, these guys could be in play. They've sure got the look and the bodies, but how far away are they as in terms of refining their pass rush game and being early impact guys?
Yeah, I think Stewart's closer than Williams is. Stewart had he looked really good in Mobile. Looks really good down the stretch there. You know, he's legit 6'6", 290, whatever that is, 285, 290, somewhere in there. And he can play, pretty much anywhere up front. You know, and I think that – Michael Williams is a similar, you know, conversation. But Shamar Stewart, I think, is – you know, he's thicker, he's stronger, he's got better play strength right now. Everything with him is more consistent. Whereas Michael Williams, that guy – I mean, his traits are off the chart. His traits – he is a Trayvon Walker – junior, but even more raw. So he's barely played. It's been, you know, when he has been in, the flashes have been, you know, elite. We say 6'5", 270 with, like, you know, his wingspan is pretty crazy. In the summer, guys, some people had Michael Williams up like number one or two in the draft. So He obviously didn't, you know, pan that out during this season. So he's a guy that it could be a huge, huge reward, or it could be like, well, what are we doing here? You know, 2 years in. That's Mikael Williams right now, I think, for a lot of people.
And Mike Green had his moment at the Senior Bowl. What are the concerns for a small school pass rusher coming out of Marshall?
Yeah, he's really only had the 1 year as a big impact edge. And, you know, he's a guy that was much lighter a couple years ago. I wonder if he's not 250. I think he's in the 240s, and I almost wonder if he's topped out in the 240s there, even though he is young. So the questions there would be is, you know, is the speed and everything else that he has, the raw, you know, juice, is that going to work as well as it did at a small level, you know, against NFL tackles? I don't know if we've seen, you know, enough moveset from him quite yet to have him as high as some people might have him. But, like, the raw everything else there is the stuff you could work with him. And I think that people see a little bit of the Micah Parsons ability to move him around. You could stand him up. He's still kind of a ball of clay a little bit. I think that he's got a lot of that body twitch all over that nobody knows really yet what he's going to be, I think, is the big appeal with him.
Talking to Nick Baumgartner from The Athletic. Last thing, Nick, it looks that like you agree with me. I've been saying this. I think Travis Hunter could be a great receiver, but I think Travis Hunter could be like one of the greats as a corner. Yeah. You agree with this, that he should be a cornerback in the NFL?
Yes. I think Travis Hunter would be, a legendary type, you know. He reminds me of Charles Woodson, and he did more than Charles Woodson in college. I don't know what else to say. Like, it took a long time for me to get there on that one, but, like, he reminds me of Charles Woodson. And as a corner, I think that's what he would be able to bulk up. He'd be able to settle at that position, and I think we haven't even seen the best of him at corner. And I think Travis could also, guys, I think he could still add more receiver than like Charles did throughout his career. I think he'd be more willing and able. I think today's game would be more open to that. So that's what he reminds me of is Woodson. And, I think that it would be crazy not to at least explore full-time corner for him. Yeah.
Yeah. I would sign up for that. Nick Baumgartner for The Athletic. Hey, thanks so much for coming on, Nick. Really appreciate it, man.
You bet, guys. Anytime.
All right. Nick Baumgartner from The Athletic. Great stuff there. We'll react to it. Robbie and Rexo, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.